Palin, who is 44 years old, was elected governor in 2006 as a political reformer, becoming the first woman and the youngest person to serve as Alaska's chief executive. With an 80% approval rating in Alaska, she has been outspoken on political ethics. McCain passed over a number of better-known contenders, announcing his choice in an appearance before supporters in Dayton, Ohio. He calls Palin a fighter for principles from outside of Washington with working-class roots.
I found someone with an outstanding reputation for standing up to special interests and entrenched bureaucracies. Someone who has fought against corruption and the failed policies of the past. Someone who stopped government from wasting taxpayers' money on things they don't want or need, put it back to work for the people.
The mother of five children, including one born this past April with Down syndrome, Palin is a strong opponent of abortion. That is an important issue for conservative and evangelical voters whose support is key to McCain in his bid to win the presidency. Political analysts also see the selection of Palin as an effort to win over Democratic and independent women voters who were disappointed by Senator Hillary Clinton's loss in the Democratic Party primary process to Senator Barack Obama. It's the first time a woman has been selected to run on a Republican national ticket, and only the second time a woman has been chosen for a major party slot. Democrat Geraldine Ferraro was selected as the vice presidential candidate in 1984 by Walter Mondale. However, that ticket lost to Ronald Reagan. Palin made a pointed reference to her status as a woman candidate as she appeared with McCain one day after the Democratic convention ended in Denver, Colorado, suggesting that Clinton supporters should now shift their support to the Republican ticket.
It was rightly noted in Denver this week that Hillary left 18 million cracks in the highest, hardest glass ceiling in America. But it turns out the women of America aren't finished yet, and we can shatter that glass ceiling once and for all.
Senator McCain also may be attempting to counter voter concerns about his age. If elected, he would be 72 when sworn in as president. Palin praised McCain for his military service in Vietnam, saying he has the foreign policy experience needed for the presidency and the political independence necessary to change the way Washington works.
No leader in America has shown these qualities so clearly or presents so clear a threat to business as usual in Washington as Senator John S. McCain. This is a moment when principles and political independence matter a lot more than just the party line. And this is a man who has always been there to serve his country, not just his party.
Among those McCain passed over for the Republican vice presidential spot was former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who ran unsuccessfully for the Republican nomination. The surprise choice of Palin came after Barack Obama formally accepted the Democratic presidential nomination with a major speech before 80,000 people in a stadium in Denver, Colorado. Analysts say McCain is taking a huge risk by choosing a relative political unknown, in contrast with the Democratic vice presidential candidate Joe Biden, a Washington veteran with extensive foreign affairs experience. Palin and Biden both have sons in the military and the National Guard who will be deploying to Iraq. President Bush, in a statement Friday, said McCain's selection of Palin shows Americans can trust him to make wise decisions. Dan Robinson, VOA News.